Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hear what's new in sports at the University of Pittsburgh. It's the Heather Like Show with Pitt Athletic Director Heather Like on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
And welcome to the Heather Like Show as we're joined by the University of Pittsburgh Athletic Director. And Heather, I know you were busy globetrotting around, but I know a lot of meetings and a lot of things that you were a part of here over the last few days.
Yeah, Jeff, last week I spent several days out in Anaheim, California for the NCAA convention, and then was in Marco Island for NACTA, which is our National Association of College Athletic Directors, our board meetings down there. And, you know, the NCAA council meetings are really focused on the legislation and, you know, the direction and future of college athletics. And we adopted a number of pieces of legislation that will help our student athletes and impact them directly. But, you know, I think in a global perspective, we're really trying to pause and try to figure out what is the direction and what is the right focus for, you know, the name, image, and likeness issue is a very critical issue that we're dealing with, and what would be what's the best direction for us as an NCAA and as the members to take.
What's it like when you guys get in that meeting? Is it just a lot of discussion? Is it, you know, sitting around a table and hashing these things out?
Yes. You know, years ago, I can still remember, it used to be a representative form of government. So it was one vote per institution. And now they've moved to the council, which so I'm the representative for the ACC. So it's a much more representative form of government. It was intended to move legislation along more swiftly. I don't know that it's accomplished that, but get people more focused, and there is a lot more dialogue. There is discussion. There is debate. The formulation of the legislation is a part of our conversation, and I feel that we are still missing the full engagement from the NCAA Association because it's more representative. The people who are representative are very much involved. And then the people who are not are a little bit more disconnected. And so how do we engage all the athletic directors in the country and in that process? And obviously presidents are there, and there's a president, you know, the governor, board of directors are the ultimate approvers of legislation. So there's much more engagement involvement from presidential level, which is a really good thing as well.
So when you come back, do you then report to the other ACC schools and let them know your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I kind of list a bunch of key takeaways. And so those takeaways and the important pieces of and issues that we want to make sure that, you know, I want to make sure that my colleagues know, I certainly communicate that. So
imagine that's quite an honor to do something like that. Do you feel a weight or a responsibility when you're in that room?
Yeah, it is. It's a big responsibility. I think, though, that we need to make more of an impact, frankly. So I'm strategizing with other colleagues who are in the room to figure out how do we get more of the AD voice there? How do we get more people involved in, you know, strategizing on where we want to go with rules and legislation? But yeah, it's a real honor, and I'm, you know, a little time commitment, but it's very much worthwhile.
Heather, how many committees are you on?
I'm not sure that I know the answer off the top of my head. But, you know, the ones that I am, I'm honored to be, you know, I think you want to be part of working is serving. And so, you know, they're much more service oriented and trying to help others in various ways. So
we're joined by Pitt Athletic Director Heather Like. We'll come back home for the rest of the show. But the Marchek family made a contribution as part of Victory Heights. Can you just explain what they did and how important their gift is for you guys?
Yes. Well, Sandra and Jeff Marchek are extraordinary people. Thankful that they're great Pitt fans and supporters. Jeff serves on our Champions Advisory Board. and has been a member since its inception, and really has been instrumental in that whole Champions Advisory Board has been instrumental in the development and the direction of Victory Heights. And, you know, we shared the vision 2 years ago with them. And, you know, it's a great advisory group to me and to our leadership team. And so Jeff and Sandra, you know, Jeff was in from the start, and they've been supporting it. But, you know, for them to be able to do something that they know is going to help transform and directly impact our student-athletes' lives every day, I know it meant a lot to us. I'm sure it meant a lot to them. The new strength conditioning center will be named in their honor of their family. And that's where, you know, 16 of our 19 teams are going to be training and working out every single day. And to go from, you know, kind of an unair-conditioned second floor weight room in the field house to the new Jeff and Sandra family, Marchek family strength conditioning center is going to be really awesome for our student athletes.
It has been 2 weeks since the announcement and the drawings and the coaches came out. What's the reaction been?
Thankfully, everything's been really positive. I don't know how many messages and emails and conversations I've had with people who have said, finally, this is awesome, and we know that there's a plan, and we're grateful for the university's support and really the chancellor believing in the vision and helping us execute it. And it's been really, really well received, and I know our coaches are extremely grateful, and as we all are, for the support. And there's been a whole number of them. I know that the stories will unfold over the coming weeks of other gifts and commitments from our donors who are stepping up and really helping support the project.
I didn't ask you a couple weeks ago, but when you were standing up there giving your speech, did you take a second or think, wow, we're to this point, and there are all these people that are so enthusiastic about this?
Yeah, you know, it is a special day in your head. You do remember it, January 14th. I think I'll remember it for a long time. Because it is. It's a culmination of a lot of people's work and a lot of people's ideas. And to get to announce and to move forward and know that we have a, quote, stake in the ground now to move forward with this project that's going to make such an impact and hopefully be a longstanding pillar of what can happen and, you know, help set this athletic department up for long-term success here at Pitt is going to be memorable.
Well, we are not far away, believe it or not, from baseball season and softball season, and there have been changes up at the Peterson Sports Complex. We'll tell you about that as we continue. It's the Heather Lech Show here on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
It's the Heather Lech Show on News Radio 1020, KDKA.
And welcome back. And Heather, you know, the weather right now maybe not be conducive to what we're thoughts, but I want to think warm. We all want to think warm. We know baseball and softball season right around the corner and a lot of changes up there, a lot of upgrades. Let's start with the building itself, with the complex, the new coaches and locker room and everything. Part of the facelift that we're seeing at Pitt, you may not have noticed because it's tucked back, but there's a lot going on back at the Peterson Sports Complex.
Yeah, you have to drive back behind in between the Trees Pool and the baseball Peterson Sports Complex. But yes, when you come down that road, you will absolutely see the third floor construction. It's really the third floor addition of the Peterson Sports Complex. The building was designed for three floors, so it hasn't been that challenging of a construction project, but it just needed done. And it was really the first phase of Victory Heights because we want to get the coaches' offices out of the field house. And so we're building new office spaces for baseball, softball, men's soccer, and women's lacrosse, as well as a film room, 75 seats where you can divide it in half. Two teams can watch film and study and break down film up there. And then a big student athlete lounge at the very end on the third floor that literally is going to be my very favorite spot, I think, on campus. I love the cathedral, don't get me wrong, but the third floor student athlete lounge at the Peterson Sports Complex is overlooking, and it's going to be called the Lieberman Lounge in honor of Sissy and Bill Lieberman. And their gift and contribution to it, but it overlooks the city, and it is, it's all glass. It's absolutely extraordinary. It's a place where student athletes can study and can prepare and can relax and when you go to practice, it also gives them a chance to interact with the coaches. Their offices are right down the hall. It's a great place for our student athletes to live.
And that time is precious. I've seen that a ton of times at football where you hear ping pong balls or guys just need opportunities. And for all your athletes, they kind of need a chance, and it's a cool way for them to interact as well.
Yeah, I think what, we always know what it's intended, but I think the unintended consequences of this particular space are going to be really positive because we have five teams up there. And their social interactions and chances to get to know each other and really support and understand what everybody's going through is going to be special. And you will want to come and tour that space for sure.
And the view is outstanding if you haven't been up there. And for people that park or have been up to the OC lot and looked over into the baseball field, you can see that field with the stripes and the panther head. What was the inspiration for that? And how pleased are you with how it's turned out?
Yeah, that's all Coach Bell, Mike Bell and his staff and our facilities team, frankly. We did put new turf. I think it had been at least 11 years old in both soccer, baseball, and softball. So all the fields up there have brand new turf. The complex was 11, 12 years old. So in wear and tear, it's where they practice and compete. So we definitely needed it. And, Coach Bell designed the stripes. We've got the panther head in the out center field. It looks quite spectacular. I'm really excited about how it turned out. And I know that the student athletes and coaches are too. And, it just gives them a playing surface with a little more pop and a lot of pride. And I'm sure they're going to be excited to play there this spring.
How effective is it to have that turf? I mean, could you think of it the other way? And with the advances in turf and safety, I know it's to a point now where I think turf can be as safe, if not safer, than a lot of grass fields.
Yes, no question. It's not only a safety issue, it's the ability to get out on the field and play earlier when, you have inclement weather, it drains well. And so, yes, it's all about, preparing them for a game surface that, gets them ready for ACC competition. So I think all the teams up, soccers, baseball, and softball are going to benefit from that new surface.
Just down the hill at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse, the wrestling team coming off a sweep over the weekend. And Keith Gavin, it really seems like there's momentum growing for that wrestling program.
Well, I'm if you're listening and you're a wrestling fan or you're from Western Pennsylvania, you have to have been some level of wrestling has to cross your path. I think it's in the DNA here. This is a hotbed for wrestling. And I was running the other morning on a Saturday morning, and Pine Richland High School parking lot was completely packed with cars, absolutely packed at like 6 in the morning. And I was like, what's going on? And here it was this big, massive wrestling tournament. So we know what wrestling means to this part of the country and in Western Pennsylvania. And Keith Gavin is a product of it. He's a product of Pitt. He's built an unbelievable coaching staff. And his team is coming along really, really well. The competition's real out there. I mean, the difference between 10-1 is significant. But we are building towards that, and these kids are working incredibly hard. They're just a great group of student athletes, working, doing the right things, and certainly making an impact here in their early season going on.
Yeah, and I think you hit on it, Heather. I think because of the hotbed, and there are so many local colleges that are good at wrestling, and it really can be a staple and be a source of pride for the athletic program.
Yes, I mean, we hosted the NCAA Wrestling Championships here in Pittsburgh last year, and we saw the turnout. I mean, the demand is real. I've joked with the Penn State and Ohio State, West Virginia coaches. I'm like, you can't waltz into Western Pennsylvania anymore and take our best kids. They want to come to Pitt. They want to be trained. Keith Gavin was a national champion. Jordan Lean was a national champion at Cornell, our assistant coach. They know what it takes to be on the podium, to be on the last day of the NCAA tournament, wrestling in that final match. So they're going to come here and be prepared and be ready if that's their aspirations. And those are the kind of kids we're recruiting.
It's a Heather Like Show here on News Radio 1020 KDK. There is enthusiasm, and I know there are still bumps in the road with men's basketball. But we're seeing, especially from the students and their enthusiasm, it's really bleeding out. If you watch a Pitt game, you can see it again. The energy is back for basketball.
Well, I think the camera angles help showcase the Oakland Zoo and what we've all known in Pittsburgh, but I don't know that we've known it nationally because it has not been on TV as much. But when you see a final clutch shot by, you know, Ryan Murphy and the Zoo erupts on national television, that's the atmosphere in the Pete now. And I want to thank every Oakland Zoo member, previous and current, because you started a tradition many, many years ago that has carried forward, and to be a part of the Oakland Zoo and is a really special thing. And I know our coaches, I know Coach Capel and our staff and our student athletes feed off of the energy that you bring, and you bring it every game. And so thank you. It means a ton. It has created a competitive environment, a place that other teams don't want to come to, and that's what we want. And so it's been nothing but exciting.
Well, the Panthers are on the road. They have a big game tonight at 9 at Duke next hour, so tune over to The Fan and check that out. Heather, I appreciate it as always.
Thanks so much, and hail to Pitt.